It's time for us to get the forecast from Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there. Good morning. And how are you?
I am fine. It is 20. It was 27 this morning. It's now 26. But so it was a good 10, 12 degrees warmer this morning than yesterday. So
that's why you're a happy duck.
I'm not a happy duck, but I'm a happier duck.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not going to be a bad day today. Partly sunny skies, maybe even mostly sunny. We'll see if we get some mixing of clouds. And the high temperatures are 45 to 50. Tonight, we'll get clear and cold, mid-20s, like this morning. And for tomorrow, sunny, but with a cold wind. We're in the mid-30s. So much cooler than today, at least by 10 or 12 degrees. Sunday, increasing clouds will be in the low 40s, and then we'll have a spotty light wintry mix Monday going over to some light rain. So if we get any kind of a little sleet or freezing rain, it's going to be Monday morning, and then that will just change over to some spotty light rain, 35 to 40. I think any showers left over Tuesday will give way to some sun, and the temps will go into the 40s. Next week definitely looks more seasonable, and no big storms.
No big storms.
Isn't that nice?
All right. Just have to get past Monday morning.
We have to get past Monday morning. And even that, at this point, does not look all that ominous at all.
All right.
Yeah. So we're sitting like a sitting duck. Yep. Just waiting for, the shoe to fall and big storms in the whole bit, and it's just not happening at this point.
Well, it's good. It shouldn't.
I'm fine with it.
It shouldn't.
I'm fine with it. I'm still thinking along the lines that there could be some turbulent weather around Thanksgiving time, as I indicated in our long-range forecast. Mm. But, Thanksgiving time comprises Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday
Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. I mean, that whole weekend is a whole Thanksgiving weekend, and Black Friday and Black Saturday and Gray Sunday and whatever else they do. And all these people that just go running thinking that, these are going to be the sales of the lifetime. I look at a couple of pre-Black Friday sales online, and I have to tell you, I didn't think they were any big deal.
The best time to get the deal on anything
is after Christmas.
Is exactly right. Buy your presents for the following year then, because everything's at 25 to 33% off.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Or be like me and
give gift cards.
That's right.
Marshall.
I'm going to get even lazier this year.
Uh-oh. I'm trying to. How are you going to do it?
Well, a lot of stores now take these electronic gift cards. I might not have to even purchase gift cards. I might be able to send electronic gift cards.
Oh, my goodness. You're definitely taking the lazy way out, Marshall.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I work hard at coming up with these things. All right. So then we're looking okay through the weekend, and Monday morning might be a little light rain and light freezing rain and drizzle and stuff. All right. So I finished watching season 2 of Jack Ryan. Excellent, once again, excellent. It's just if you like whodunits and international thrillers, you'll love it. It was 8 episodes, so it was easy to get through, and did it in like 3 days. A lot of good stuff. I went back to the Disney Channel and watched some of their background stuff on Star Wars and stuff like that. The Disney Network. Early in the evening yesterday, I went to bed actually kind of early. But so far, that channel is looking pretty good. I think they'll be very successful.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have signed up. We'll see what happens there. There's a movie coming out now that I think is supposed to be pretty good. Something about a liar. It's another one of the whodunit things.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen the ads for it.
So that is supposed to be pretty good as well. And we're just moving on and on. We're doing a lot of movies right now. We're pretty loaded down with forecasting movies all over the place, Marshall. It's not even in one area. I mean, we span right now. We go from Los Angeles, California, down to New Orleans, over to Savannah, Georgia, on up the coast through Philadelphia, New York. I'm trying to remember all of the places. Over to Toronto, Chicago, Cleveland. Yeah, so we are all over the area with movies right now.
You know, the movie companies have been filming in the Hudson Valley now, in the Harlem Valley. HBO and Netflix are filming lots and lots of their stuff here. And do you know that that movie that you like a lot, where nobody talks in it?
Yeah.
That was filmed up here.
And part two, the sequel, they're in the midst of doing that now.
Yeah.
I put in a little plug there, you know, to the associate producer, but obviously they must have felt that they don't need weather, or they're just relying on the internet or, you know, the National Weather Service.
Well, they picked a great area because for people not to talk, but it's a great area. No, only kidding. No, but we're getting a lot of stuff. I mean, it's very, and how it affects the area. I mean, we operate the Bargain Barn as a 501c3 not for profit, a thrift shop.
Right.
And HBO has been in a couple of times and spent easily $1,000-$2,000 a clip to get clothes from vintage eras they're looking for.
Really?
That's, people don't affect how when movies are shot in your area, how it affects the economy. But it does. It affects it big time. It's a little inconvenience, but it affects it big time. A lot of local stores and restaurants make out very, very, very well.
Hmm.
So it's good to be selected.
Good. Yes, it is. Okay, well, that's all good. Right.
Except when you do your movies. You did you ever find out if that brother was alive or dead?
Which one?
The guy who you couldn't get in the house.
Couldn't get in the house?
Yeah, this year it's filming. Remember, you couldn't get in his creepy house to film?
Oh, I did not. I did not. No, brother George.
You should check.
I know. And brother George, I have no idea.
You should check.
All I know is that when I closed up the lake, which was mid-October, there was still nobody there because I had gone up there and nobody was there. The place was vacant and very, very spooky. But this coming weekend will be the first weekend that I have had since back from vacation that I actually have no plans at all.
Well, I want you to have a good weekend. Are we going to speak to you on Monday or Tuesday?
No, Monday.
All right. Have a good weekend. We'll check with you Monday, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.